It's time for your horror medication, so make sure we're not going to be interrupted. This is called Comfortable Lives, written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. My bad dream keeps repeating. I'm standing in the middle of a road at night. No one else is around. The road in front disappears into still oil black water. The dream is my fear of wide open spaces, the fear of being vulnerable. And then I wake up. I haven't slept properly for months now. I take full responsibility for the decisions I've made. I've been punished. I've done my time, and now I've returned to society. Trying to live a normal life like you do, starting over again, no job. Having no money is like a mist that seeps into every single thing I do. It's like being buried in sand on a beach and the tide's coming in. Once upon a time, I was the kindest, most generous man, and you would have loved me. And if you weren't already, you'd have wanted to be my friend. I would have been a loyal and supportive mate, but I doubt you would want anything to do with me now after what I did. Adapting to being Mr. Average is hard. I'm embarrassed to admit I've walked out of stores with stolen food. Oh, the humiliation. I reached out for a little help from my family. They treat me differently now. They blame me. There's a huge difference between looking to others to fix your problems and finding yourself in a bind where you've got no choice but to finally ask for a little help. There's no shame in it, and it's not unusual in any family. I should be able to ask, and they can simply say yes or no, but they used it as an opportunity to attack and blame me, which is reprehensible. And you know what? Any kindness and empathy has actually come from strangers who have very little themselves. I've tried everything. All the good karma I've given out hasn't returned. I've tried to fit in. I've been seeking work, full-time, part-time, any bleeding time. But after many months, nothing has come through, and now it's been years. The frustration, the rage inside me is taking over. Having no job has weakened my soul, and the stress will probably make my death day arrive sooner. The lack of empathy from those I thought had my back has broken me, and now I've become a walking time bomb. I was a survivor once, but the poison has won. I've reached the end of my road. I've arrived at my breaking point. Hope and courage have decided to leave me. And now I've had enough of doing the right thing, and I've had enough of being strong. I must admit, I actually embrace this new me. The boil is about to burst. I've decided to make a surprise visit to those in my family that believe I'm still a bad person, and I'm gonna give them a real reason to reject me. Oh yeah, I'd say I'm actually relapsing. I'm gonna do the same very bad things to them that I did to others that got me a long sentence in prison in the first place. And you listening now, you with your comfortable lives, if you dare judge me, think you're better than me because I'm desperate and feeling worthless, I'll come after you too. And I'm going to do the same to you that I'm about to do to my family. I'll rip you apart, and I won't stop. When I've exhausted myself in violently assaulting you, I'll stamp down on your neck until it snaps. Then when your dead body's in a coffin and buried, I'll drop by. Come and visit you one evening. Not a visit to pay respects or beg for forgiveness or lay flowers at your graveside. I'll prepare to dig down to you which will take me a while, so I'll make sure I've enough battery power for my head torch and enough food to eat to keep my sugar levels up and a nose clip to keep out your stench. Then once I've reached your depth, your new forever home, I must remember first, before I remove the coffin roof, to make sure I've dug out enough space, making ample room for me to place my hands under your arms so I can raise your upper body to a level where your broken neck is supported, so I can fuck your rotting skull to the point your soul will be far too frightened to return. Comfortable Lives, written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Make sure you follow and interact with me on Twitter, @BleedingCritic.